fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Join us now for the Bible Institute of the Air. Welcome to another broadcast of the Bible Institute of the Air, coming to you from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Today we present another in our continuing series of studies from the book of Proverbs. Our teacher today is Mr. Jesse Boyd, who until the time he went to be with his Lord, served as a member of the Bible faculty at Bob Jones University.
Turn with me, please, to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. Today we're going to consider verses 10 to 31. That's Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31. The last two chapters form the final appendices of this book. Three of them, the observations of Agur, the exhortations of Lemuel, and the approbation of virtue. We're going to consider the last of these three today. It is portrayed in an acrostic poem. That means that each of the 22 verses of verses 10 to 31 in succession begins with a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The author of this poem was probably the mother of King Lemuel. And if King Lemuel is none other than Solomon, then this was a poem composed by Bathsheba. And it was probably intended to direct him in the choice of a wife. There are a number of things that can be said about this passage. One is, it is an ideal portrait of feminine excellence. Another, it is the divinely revealed standard for pious womanhood. The character of any woman may be safely judged according to the degrees in which she resembles what's set forth in this poem. Someone has called it the looking glass for the ladies, God's mirror for matrons and maidens. It begins by saying, who can find a virtuous woman? A woman of virtue. That is to say, a woman who possesses the qualities of integrity, virtue, and courage. A woman who is morally chaste. A woman who is mentally sound. A woman who is spiritually mature. A woman who is emotionally stable. A woman who is physically strong. A woman who is domestically dependable. A woman who is reverently obedient. A woman who is prudently courageous. All this is contained in this concept of virtue. In this great poem, we read of her rarity in verses 10 to 12, her industry of verses 13 to 19, her nobility of verses 20 to 28, and her dignity in verses 29 to 31. She is a capable, dependable woman. She's a woman who is well qualified to assume her God-ordained role in life. She's a woman who faithfully performs her duties as a devout matron. She's a woman who joyfully takes her place as a keeper at home, subject to her husband, bears children, guides the house, that is, she's the mistress of the home, and she guards the home to keep out of it anything that would come in to destroy it. Now I want us to look at the fourfold description of this virtuous woman just briefly today. First of all, the woman of virtue is a distinct treasure. Verse 10 and verse 29, who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? Verse 29, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. The woman of virtue, then, number one, is a rare find. It's difficult to find a woman of true virtue. Number two, she is a priceless jewel. Her price is far above rubies, the most precious of jewels. Her price exceeds. As a matter of fact, the virtuous woman is a woman par excellent. Many daughters have done virtue, but thou, that is, the woman who is characterized by the statements of these verses, thou excellest them all. She is a distinct treasure. Second, the woman of virtue is a devoted wife. Verses 11 and 12. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. All right, here we have, first of all, she is a faithful companion. That is, she's a loyal companion. She's true to him. Her heart of her husband does safely trust in her. She has not violated her marital vows. Second, she's a prudent companion, so that he shall have no need of spoil. He'll have no need of going to war to plunder an enemy in order to gain spoil. Why? Because a prudent wife helps provide the needs that he has in his home. And third, she is a benevolent companion. Verse 12, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. And so, this woman of virtue is a devoted wife. In verses 13 to 26, the virtuous woman, or the woman of virtue, is described as a diligent matron. Number one, she is an industrious matron, verses 13 to 19. Listen to what she does. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. In other words, she's not idle. She's like the merchant ship that bringeth her food from afar. She is engaged in successful business. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field and buyeth it, and with the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good, and the candle goeth not out by night. And she layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands to the distaff. She is an industrious matron. Nothing lazy about this woman or slothful about her. An industrious matron. Notice second, she's a charitable matron, verses 20 and 21. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. That is, all her household are clothed with costly, sufficient garments. Notice, she's a charitable woman, reaches out to meet the needs of others. She's an honorable matron, verses 22 to 26. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. An honorable matron, whose husband is known, who is properly clad, and then who speaks prudently, which indicates that kindness dictated and wisdom directed all that she said. Indeed, a virtuous woman is a diligent matron, an industrious matron, a charitable matron, and an honorable matron. And then in verses 27 to 28, we read that the woman of virtue is a dutiful mother. Verse 27, she looketh well to the ways of her household. She eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. So, first of all, she is an efficient mother. She looketh well to the ways of her household. In other words, she engages in the proper management of her household. She knows how to do it. Second, she is an energetic mother, verse 27b. She eateth not the bread of idleness. She's not a slothful woman, a sluggard, not an idle one, not lazy, but she's energetic. And then notice she is an esteemed mother. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. An esteemed mother. Children who had to be corrected by her, and yet children who were nourished by her, one day will rise up to call her blessed. And her husband, he will call her blessed, and he will praise her before men. And so we have the fourfold characteristic of the woman of virtue: a distinct treasure, a devoted wife, a diligent matron, and a dutiful mother. Now, verses 30 and 31 tell us, first of all, the secret of her virtue, and second, the reward of her virtue. Listen, verse 30, favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. What is the secret of a woman of virtue, a woman who possesses the qualities of integrity and virtue and courage, whose character is impeccable? I tell you, it's the woman who has a proper attitude towards the Lord. And then the reward of her virtue in verse 31. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. In other words, she will be properly paid or properly honored for what she did, and her works will bring praise to her, even in public. Those of you who are women who are listening into this program, may I challenge you to saturate your own heart and mind in Proverbs 31:10-31, and make it your ambition that you will be a woman of virtue. Well, I want to bid you goodbye, and may the Lord bless you.
You've been listening to another lesson in our continuing studies from the book of Proverbs on the Bible Institute of the Air. Today's study was by Mr. Jesse Boyd, who served as a member of the Bible faculty of Bob Jones University. We trust that the timeless truths taught in these studies, recorded by Mr. Boyd during his earthly ministry, will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. Join us again next time for more helpful studies on the Bible Institute of the Air. This program is a production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.